Oh my God, where has the year gone to? It's August 1st, 2016. This is the Dog, Weber This Week, live on FingerLakes1.com. Today we're talking Del Lago Resort and Casino. Who better to talk about it than my three sons, PJ, Tom, Jimmy, are all here as we welcome you to Weber This Week on a Monday morning, August 1st, 2016. Good to have you alongside. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend, a little off and on showers, talking maybe a couple of drizzles today. We hope that it's fine because I know they have a big tournament down at Country Club, Jimmy, today, a big tournament down there. And that's the cardiac event, right? The cardiac tournament that they put on every year down at Seneca Falls Country Club. Usually a sellout, expected to be one today. We wish them all the best for a great, great cause. A good morning, everybody. A good, nice to have you alongside. Without further ado, it's nice as we continue our beat, bringing in Del Lago folks, and we're going to continue to do that as we go on week after week. We'll try to get them in every week or two. We got other guys and ladies scheduled to come in on the show as well, but we bring in Jimmy Wilmot. Jimmy, good to have you back. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here, Doug.
Thanks for having us. And, of course, Tom Jr. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, PJ, I've never met him. I think I saw you at the signing of the Beam now.
That's right.
That I look at your face, but I never had you in the studio. And it's nice to have you along. Thanks for taking time out.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
I know you guys are busy. Let's talk to PJ first off. PJ, we talked to Tom and Jimmy. They were on a few months ago. Talk a little bit about your background. You mentioned you went to Syracuse University, but talk a little bit about where you are. Do you have a family? A little bit about your history, about how you got involved in the business.
Sure. So I graduated from Syracuse University with a degree from the Whitman School of Management. Out of college, I knew I wanted to work for the family company eventually, but started my own company and focused on student housing. Mm-hmm. And so from 1999 through the present day, we developed student housing. Started off doing it for universities, mm-hmm. where we would contract directly with the university in a design-build relationship, mm-hmm. where the architect would work for us. Built approximately 5,000 beds doing that,
wow.
learned the business, and then decided to start building for our own account. Mm. So at the time, and it still is very popular, universities do not want to use their endowment dollars to build student housing. They want to focus that money on academic buildings. Mm. So we can come in, utilize our balance sheet, and enter into a long-term agreement with the university. So the first university we did that with was RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology. We built Park Point, which was a mixed-use project, consisted of just under 1,000 student beds and 65,000 square foot of retail, anchored by the RIT Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Mm.
We ran that for about 5 years and then sold the property. We then did a similar project at Syracuse University, which was 226 beds under a long-term ground lease. And sold that property approximately a year and a half ago.
Mm.
We currently have a site under contract today at the University of Connecticut that we're working through approvals on. And obviously the biggest one that's taken up most of our time for the last 2 years is Del Lago.
I must ask you as a follow-up question.
Sure.
PJ, and of course, Tom and Jimmy Wilmot, my three sons, were calling the show with me this morning on the air. Glad to have them carve out some valuable time. I know they're busy people. PJ, as Tom pointed out and Jimmy pointed out when I had him on a few months ago, the drive by the dad and the drive by, who was in the car with dad was when you saw the property out of Tyre? Who was it? Which son? Was it PJ?
Yes.
It was you and PJ?
Yeah.
You and your dad?
Well, we were working with Pyramid Brokerage.
Okay.
John Clark, who we've had a relationship with for probably 35 years.
Okay.
He put together a list of potentially 83 sites.
Gotcha.
And we got in a car and we visited. We did our due diligence, looked at them, narrowed it down to about 15 sites.
Okay.
And then selected our site where Del Lago is going
when
up
you
right
saw
now.
That did that excite you as a guy that's involved in it? You thought this had really potentiality?
We thought it was maybe one of the best locations in New York State. Yes.
Wow.
We were very excited. We knew immediately this was going to be the home of Del Lago.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now as I okay, we're gonna get back, we'll get back to PJ in a second. Tom, of course, you were in a couple months ago. You talked about the dad and the company's you know, future, what the Del Lago means to the area. It's going to be exciting for thousands and thousands of visitors, expecting 9,000 additional visitors coming into the Del Lago area. It's got to be exciting for you as well to see what is happening, how it's coming together. And I know if you're like me, I try to update myself every few weeks to go out and get a tour. Talk a little bit about the excitement factor. We're now in August, so it's getting really close.
No, we're thrilled. I mean, February 1st can't come fast enough. I think that's, you know, the biggest date on any of our calendars at the moment. And I think the community's been terrific. The support has been almost overwhelming. There's phenomenal excitement. I mean, we have 200 people signing up in the Players Club a day. We've got 8,000 job applications. You know, it all just speaks for itself. This is going to be a game changer.
Yeah, it is. And Jimmy, myself from the area, I live in Seneca Falls, so does Jimmy. We hear it all the time. You know, is it going to open up any sooner? Is it getting close? And I guess it just, you know, I remember going out for the signing of the Beam. You know? And that was exciting. And I remember you emceeing it with your sling.
Yeah.
Good memory, huh?
Yeah, it's a good memory.
Hey, I don't forget stuff, you know. But, you know, I guess the excitement is reaching an all-time level, and it's going to continue to percolate. And it's impressive. And, Tom, I think we had you on. I know we had you on a few months ago. But for our viewers this morning, tell us a quick snapshot of your background as how you got involved in the business and what your role is.
Sure. I graduated from Skidmore College in 1999 and went straight to work in the family business at Wilmorite. Started off in our finance department doing general finance stuff, crunching numbers and loan maintenance and the like. And as we got into gaming, I spent more and more of my time, basically sort of transitioned over to where I spent all my time in the gaming sector, Native American and slot leasing and stuff like that. And it seems to be where the opportunity has been, and really enjoyed it.
Now, this is the first time Wilmorite has been involved in a casino in New York State, or not? First time?
It's not the first time we've attempted to do a casino in New York State, but this is the first time that we've successfully won the competition in developing a casino in New York State.
Right, and I think so. And without further ado, my good friend Jimmy. Jimmy, of course, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you graduated out of college from Indiana.
That's right.
Every time I see the Hoosiers, I think of you. Talk a bit about yourself and your role as well.
Sure. I graduated from Indiana University with a degree in management in 2009. Like Tommy, I was told that I should give it a gander at Wilmorite, and I came back and I jumped right in, hands-on, in our student housing division working for PJ. Mm-hmm. I was doing the day-to-day operations, a lot of the lease-up, turnover, a lot of the fun stuff that that coming out of college will humble you a little bit when you got to clean out sinks and bathrooms for the next student coming in. So it was a great experience, and then I jumped over to our property operations, and about a little over three years ago, Dad gave me a call when I was working at Eastview Mall and said, we have an exciting project on the New York State Thruway, and this is going to be full-time for you now. So I jumped in the car, and I went out there, and I saw the site, and I just started meeting people, and that sort of leads us to where we are today and how we got here.
I just add with Jimmy, I mean, he did an incredible job in the operations. We, at Syracuse, were 100% leased every year in RIT with almost 1,000 beds. I think we were 4 out of 5 years. And he went on his own, and he was driving to the airport and picking up the international students, taking them to get their groceries and get them settled in and the rest of it. And
TVs, computers,
all their electronics. And that spread.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not just a nice building, but it was the customer service.
Mm. Well, PJ, I must ask you a question that I've asked Tom and Jimmy. With this project, there has been resistance from certain folks, as you are certainly well aware of.
Yep.
I have spent some time with Jimmy and Tom and your dad in courthouses the last several months, and it's kind of getting old, and I think it's simmering down, hopefully. Your view of the litigation, I know Jimmy and Tom both pointed out from your dad when I had your dad on with Brent way back when, Brent Stevens. With any project like this, going into an area like this, with anything in scope that you're putting together, there are people that are opposed, and the number, I might add, is small.
Yeah.
Litigation, part of it, that's something that you expected, something that you're getting through, and something I think we're getting close to being through.
Sure. So Yeah, I think with any major project, right, whether it's a casino or not, and particularly being in the shopping center business, you're going to have that not in my backyard.
Bingo.
That's typical. You're probably having someone fund them that's a competitor.
Right.
So, yeah, we've won 13 lawsuits. I don't think any of us expected 13 lawsuits, mm-hmm, primarily funded by competition.
Right.
I think we're basically at the finish line, mm-hmm, and have won all 13.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we're past that and looking forward to opening this casino.
Mm. Yeah. As the only people getting rich is the lawyers.
That is right.
Yeah. A lot of lawyers have been eating well in the last 2 years.
I was with Jimmy a few weeks ago in Waterloo, and I saw your group of attorneys, and I saw their group of attorneys. Oh, and one thing that was very evident, their side of the attorneys wasn't being paid for by them.
No, that's correct.
No, they're not $50 an hour guys or ladies. Well, listen, we got the Wilmot boys with us. I got to ask you something, PJ, you know, since I see you three sitting here, and I think of myself and my two brothers because they're the Weber boys, and I'm the youngest of three. Jimmy's the youngest of your three. Growing up, did you beat up on Jimmy a little bit in the kitchen or in the living room like my brother did when I was growing up? My brother Bob, Ronnie was Switzerland, my middle brother.
Yep.
Ronnie was Tom. He would try to bring peace between me and my older brother.
Yep.
But my older brother and me, he would push me going through the aisleway, going to the kitchen, give me a slap in the head, and we'd end up on the floor fighting. Growing up, did you guys ever have those battles, the oldest, youngest?
This just started to feel like the hot seat.
Yeah, I know. And I gotta know that.
I'll leave it at this.
I gotta know this. Yeah. Were there any battles between older and younger son?
Jimmy and I had one good battle.
Okay.
It's been a decade since I put his head through some drywall.
Well, we got a construction company to fix it.
But those days are done. I'm not messing with Jimmy anymore.
You're the peacemaker in the family too, like my brother Ronnie was, because Ronnie was sort of like
maybe to some degree.
Ronnie liked to not have a fight, because I never got into trouble with my middle brother.
Child syndrome.
Never have trouble with Ronnie.
Yeah.
Bob and me just never hit it off growing up. Now we're very close. Of course, he's 74. I'll be 72. But no, we always battled. We always had the competition, shooting pool, playing golf, whatever, and we would start arguing. He was physically bigger than I was at that time, and we'd be on the kitchen floor. My mother'd be getting, I'd be on the bottom, and he'd be giving me a few shots. And my mother'd be yelling, "Honey, get up!" Like, I'm not trying. I had to ask you that question.
Yeah. So,
that's good.
Dog, in all honesty, I was really lucky because they are almost 11 and 9 years older than me. So it's almost like having another set of people to look up to other than your parents.
That's right.
There was wrestling and all that fun stuff, but it was never serious.
Oh, I know. Well, ours was never, but it was just something that cracked me up. Me and Bob would get in a fight, we'd break a window. Ronnie was the technical smart guy. He was able to do construction in his own mind. He was very handy. He still is. And he would fix the window before my parents got home.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue is he may have had a little bit of an extended vocabulary from growing up around older brothers and their friends, which my parents did not appreciate.
Well, my goal is to get your sister on the show. Got all you guys. So how is she doing, by the way?
She's a brand new mother.
Yeah. Stay home mom?
Stay at home mother.
Good for her.
Two children.
That's awesome.
Doing great.
Well, she had a baby 2 weeks ago Friday.
Awesome.
Yep, little girl.
Well,
Quinn.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Big girl, 8 pounds, 11 ounces.
That's great. That is super. Well, listen, we're with the Wilmot boys, Jimmy, Tom, and PJ. PJ, you talk about, the abilities to construct a major enterprise like Del Lago when it's eventually completed, and that's down the road. As far as the workers, the skilled people, the carpenters, the electricians, et cetera, and there's many more I'm sure you can rattle off. Have you had any trouble finding that type of person or persons to do what's necessary from now till the end?
You know what, I think we're very blessed in this region, being in the Finger Lakes and having access to local companies here as well as Syracuse and Rochester, that we've done very, very well. Mm. We've had no complaints. We've built a great on-site management team. Mm-hmm. Led by Jim McKenna,
right.
And labor has not been an issue. I think all the unions are happy to have the halls empty right now. It's been some time since that's happened. So we're very, very pleased with the quality of work and the workers that we have on site.
I think you can't understate how skilled these guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been out to see construction.
Sure.
This isn't simple stick and pole construction. This is very, very complicated construction, and these guys are incredible, the work they're doing.
Well, I was telling Jimmy and Tom when they were on early, then we'll go to a commercial, and after this comment, I was, because I can't pound a nail straight, so coming from me, it makes a lot of sense. And I was always curious, a casino of this nature, and you guys have set up drawings, and you're checking it daily, and this is going here, and this is going there, and I'm thinking to myself, could it ever happen that something gets done wrong? And Jim McKenna was on and said, not likely, because we check it every day, or every day and a half to determine. It just amazes, blows my mind, since I'm not technically minded anyways, but it blows my mind that everything will come together as you had predicted it would be.
Yes.
There's a place for everything, right?
Yep.
And there's no exceptions.
And those guys are showing up at the site at 5:30 in the morning and leaving at 8:30 at night. So that doesn't just happen by itself. It's
pretty
a
amazing.
Lot of hard work from everybody out on the job site.
And let's not forget, the casino is scheduled for February, and then a hotel 6 months later. And then, of course, the amphitheater is being built as we speak. So,
well, we don't want to put any pressure on our construction guys, but we're hoping to actually have it ready by Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Well, that's good.
No pressure.
Well, listen, we have a lot of people pay for the show. And by the way, as we scroll through our commercials, Del Lago is on as a sponsor of the dog show. We love to have that. We'll take a break, hear from the folks that make this show possible. We'll come back with the Wilmot Boys after this.
Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. Fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Night with special price drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Live, laugh, and eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way. It's time to get connected. Cicino's is now offering online web ordering. Located on Main Street in Waterloo, 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. Place your order today at cicinos.com. Del Lago Resort and Casino will feature a luxurious 205-room hotel, several restaurants ranging from casual to fine dining, and a 2,500-capacity entertainment venue called The Vine. The casino will have 2,000 slot machines, 75 table games, and 10 poker tables. Visit www.dellagoresort.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. The Seneca Falls Country Club, awesome 18-hole layout, open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark. Season ticket packages available at NewarkPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at wpress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a dog with you on another edition of Weber this week. Jimmy Tom Jr. and PJ Wilmot, all three sons, joining us this morning on our special broadcast out of FingerLakes1.com. Before we get back to them with a couple of quick comments, I want to just run down a couple of personal notes that I was going to discuss on sports issues. Actually, something happened yesterday. I was over visiting a friend of mine, David Beach's family, over on Bridge Street here in Seneca Falls, and I love to give credit for young kids that work hard. A young lady named Georgia and her brother Tyler were putting a lemonade stand. They had a garage sale, too, right up the street from where our studios are. I stopped by and got some lemonade after a golf match. I just want to say hello to Georgia and to Tyler. Good old Beach. They're nice folks. They live a couple blocks away. Wanted to give them some kudos as well this morning. Hey, the Yankee situation, I made a comment. I hope none of the Wilmot boys are Yankee fans because I said they were zero chance of making the playoffs. There we have one. And I don't see how that's going to happen. I see they got rid of Andrew Miller. Oh, my God. And, of course, they had gotten rid of Chapman, who throws at 110 miles an hour, and he usually can find a plate. Yankees certainly thinking now, I guess, time to go young, right? Go young.
It looks that way, yeah. It looks like full-blown restructuring.
Well, they got to do something. You know, they go into Tampa Bay this weekend. With all due respect, Tampa Bay fans, they draw about 11,000 people in Tampa Bay. I don't know why they have a franchise down there, to be honest with you. I'm serious. I mean, really, International League team draws more than Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay, not a very good team. They got swept. Yankees get swept against Tampa Bay. You got to beat Tampa Bay. Maybe you don't have to win all three. How about two out of three? And I got to tell you, I don't know if Tom agrees with me or not on this. A-Rod, come on, A-Rod. I looked this up before I came on the air this morning. A-Rod, $23 million guaranteed this year, $23 million guaranteed next year. $46 million left in his payroll. Yeah, that's
unfortunate.
Now, what is A-Rod doing for the Yankees? 205 batting average, 9 home runs, 29 ribbies, on-base percentage, .253. I don't understand, Tom, for the love of me, that why the Steinbrenners, who can afford a $46 million check, by the way, they can't afford it, just pay them and goodbye. See ya. I don't know why he keeps on that team. I don't understand it.
I'm with you.
I don't get it. Hey, and kudos and love goes out to Newark Pilots, our fantastic team that I go visit every so often over in Coburn Park in Newark. Playoffs begin tonight. Newark will travel to Elmira, one-game playoff. If Newark wins, they move on. If Newark loses, their season ends. Good luck to Newark and the Omens, Bob and Leslie Omen, as the Newark Pilots travel to Elmira tonight in the perfect game collegiate baseball league. Without further ado, let's get back and talk to the Wilmot boys. PJ, let's talk about, got some pictures going to be showing up on the big screen here. As far as updating for folks that may have tuned in late today, construction is on schedule, on site. We're doing well. And as Jimmy will throw up some pictures, maybe you can talk to about a little bit that's happening out there. Everything is coming together.
Sure. So it looks like you've got an exterior picture right now.
Right.
The masonry is approximately 70% complete. The IFAS board is, I believe, around 60% complete. Mm. That's really the main focus outside right now. There's a lot of work going on the inside. The vault ceilings are going up. They're preparing for the mechanical floor on the garage. You'll start seeing that go up. Foundations are complete, and we're looking right here at the hotel picture, which, when complete, will be 6 stories, and they're about halfway through pouring the 6th floor. So as we mentioned, we thought originally the hotel would lag the casino by 6 months. It's going to be more like 3 months.
Mm.
So the hotel casino is actually ahead of schedule, and we are there's the vaulted ceilings
I
mentioned in the casino. Those are been going up for the last 2.5-3 weeks. When complete, it'll be a signature feature within
the
casino.
It looks nice.
Looks real nice.
Very nice.
But yeah, as I mentioned, we are on schedule, on budget for a February 1st opening. As we sit here today, there's about 350 workers on site, which will ramp up to approximately 600 this month.
That's good. And, Tom, we talked about coming up, and Jimmy, you can talk on this, about employment opportunities. I know Jerry Moran will be on our FingerLakes One this week along with Jeff Babinski. Some staggering number, Tom, about 8,000 applications have come in.
There are, yeah. We're looking to hire 1,800 people, and
amazing.
Right now we've got 8,000 interested applicants. So
That's going to be quite the process.
Jerry Moran's going to be very, very busy.
Yeah, I know the question you must be getting is, when are they hiring? How do we get more information?
Sure.
And I'd always defer. DelagoResort.com will be the most up-to-date information we can get you. You will start seeing advertising in the papers and on the radio about our recruitment hall, our recruitment sessions. They are starting this month. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a bunch that are conveniently located in Seneca County as well as surrounding areas. And then starting in October, if you make it through the application process, we'll be hosting our first dealer school.
Yeah.
We're looking for about 500 new dealers.
Mm.
So that is the biggest single position of new employees we'll be going after. And pretty proud of the team they got right now. They got 11 people in all, about six of which are from the region. So we're gaining speed and momentum. And right as we're finishing the touches on the casino, the ops team is really ramping up.
Oh, yeah. I got a hunch some of the casinos working, some of the dealers in other casinos maybe want to come to DelAgua as well. And they're already experienced. So that'd probably be a kudos for them as well, depending on their skill set. What I liked about Jeff Babinski's comment about dealer, and you guys certainly know, and having been in casinos a lot, is the fact that you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You got to be quick, you got to be honest, and you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because speed is it, you know. And I'm sure they even calculate how many hands a dealer gives out, you know, during his shift. So it's pretty interesting. And you can't be and I think Jeff's right. You got to – they go to school, they learn a little bit, and then they get – come into an audition.
Yep.
And the critique is going to be tough, and it should be, because that is dangerous work. You got to be ready. You got to be ready right time. You can't be making mistakes.
You're dealing cards for money, so you got to be on your game.
And I often wondered, you know, way back when I first went to casino after playing at a card game table, letter ride or whatever I was playing, three-card poker, I can't remember. And I never could figure out what the guy or the lady were doing after their shift. They'd take a break every 30 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever, and they would go like this, you know. And I never could understand what that meant. And then somebody finally said, they make sure there are not any chips in their fingers, you know.
That's right.
Yep. Showing them to the cameras.
Chips, yep. Money.
Yep. But, you know, it's funny. I never realized why they did that.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, duh, because, you know, you're showing the cameras up above, all 17,000 of them. But I know I'm excited. I know the people I talk to on the golf course and go to a local restaurant. I know my wife, Mary, gets asked a lot about it. And it's just the anticipation is just building up. And it's sort of like something that we can't wait for it to happen, you know. And I know you and Tom and Jimmy and your dad and your mom and your sister and everybody connected to the casino in one way or another of all have the same passion. Make it spectacular, which I'm sure it will be. Make it something like people are going to go, wow, the wow factor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I call that the wow
factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that when I go in there, when it's complete, the casino portion, when I bring Mary in there to do whatever, I know we're going to look up and go, wow, you know, it's scary. And that's what you guys want to bring to the table.
Ooh, we hope you have the wow factor as soon as you pull in the drive.
Yeah, I know.
That's the sense of arrival.
And it's going to be really something else.
It is.
And let's not forget
from
about
the service side. We want
exactly.
The customer to feel that wow. I mean, we want them to feel something they haven't felt at the existing facilities around this area.
And I'm sure Jeff will talk about it on Josh Dershowitz's show coming up this week, and he'll be on this show 4 weeks from today along with Jerry Moran. I think what I like is when you go to DelAgua as an employee, you look the part, you look professional, you look neat, you reflect a $450 million deal.
Absolutely.
With all due respect, you know, you don't want to haphazard. You don't want to come in, have a bad day, and be rude to a customer, because that's unacceptable, you know. And as Jeff pointed out, you know, everybody has a bad day. Once in a while, you get up on the wrong side of the bed. But you can't tolerate that at a casino when you're dealing with customers who you want to repeat.
That's right.
As you know, PJ, you and Tom and Jimmy, to end our discussion in a few minutes, it's one thing to have a throng of people there on opening night, and it will be crazy. And the next night it'll be crazy. But as you guys all know, it's whether the Harold Webbers or the Jim Senecrobis are coming back in 2 weeks.
Yep,
right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's the key.
Nope.
It's great to have a huge crowd, but if you don't get the repeat customers,
then it
disintegrates a little bit. Right, Jimmy?
They have to have a good experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
I think this property, I think there's a lot of people within this marketplace, within a 45-minute drive, that won't game in the current establishments, that they're either gaming in Las Vegas or Atlantic City. I think Lago's going to change that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have those higher-end players from Rochester and Syracuse that that will come to Lago and keep coming back.
But I agree.
As long as they have a good experience.
Yeah, that's right. And I think Jeff Babinski pointed out, if a dispute comes about a credit or a gift card or a free room or something, defer to the customer.
That's right.
Let's keep them happy because it's going to be crazy. You know, I'm thinking, having worked at the Thruway, I was telling them during a commercial, my God, I can't imagine what it's going to be like working at Waldo Thruway. Oh, my God. You speak of helmet, you need two of those. One on the ears, one on the head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. I hope a lot of those people get easy pass.
That's going to be awesome.
If you're there once a week, though, with Marion, claiming you have a free room every time you're there, we might have to eventually say the customer's wrong.
No, I'm going to get three free rooms.
All right.
I'm going to say Jimmy said I was okay. And then PJ said I was okay. Then I might use your father. Oh,
all right. One will work.
I know.
That one will work.
Well, listen, guys, I know you guys are busy people. I appreciate you taking time out to come join me and look forward to having you come back down the road several months from now. We'll get you back in here as it gets closer and closer. And I'd love to have all three of you come back again someday down the road, maybe in 3-4 months.
Would love
That'd
to do
great.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Doug.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
All right, PJ, nice meeting you.
Pleasure meeting
Tom,
you.
Tom, always good seeing you.
Good
and Jimmy,
see you.
Good seeing you.
Good to see you too, Doug.
I see you every time I look at you. I think of an Indiana Hoosier. I don't know why. I got Bobby Knight ingrained in my brain.
They all look the same.
I'm thinking about Thomas Bryan and these great players that Indiana keeps taking from Syracuse recruits. So thanks, Jim and PJ, for allowing Thomas Bryan to play for our Hoosiers.
Jimmy, that was a cheap shot, man.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm
Jimmy wasn't at the Final Four this year.
Oh. Hey, by the way, before I sign off, a couple upcoming guest notes. The next week, we're going to have the politicians come in. They're going to comment about Del Lago, Steve Churchill, Cindy Lorenzetti, members of the Seneca County Board of Supervisors. They're the political roundtable I have in every couple months. They got a lot of issues. One of the issues is they're excited about Del Lago as well, as is the board. And that'll be on the 8th of August. And the 15th, we got a unique show. A friend of mine from Seneca Metals indicated they were at a local winery, and they saw this father playing some instruments, and their daughter played a ukulele, and she also sang. Her name is Emily Testa, 13 years old. She's going to be on the couch. Maybe she'll perform for us. So that'll be a special show on the 15th. We're going to see that young talent. And the 22nd, we bring in the off-track betting director. We had the ladies from OTB on a few weeks ago, the faces of OTB. Now we got their boss, a guy named Sean Ciano. He'll be in on the 22nd. Then the 29th, we bring back Del Lago. Jerry Moran, the Vice President of HR, and Jeff Babinski, head of the casino, hotel, and the good old Vine. Well, take care, everybody. Speaking for Jimmy Wilmot, Tom, and PJ, and Jim Senecrobe, the dog, bidding you farewell. Take care. Enjoy your week, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Same time, same station.